There's pushback on Utah's Capitol Hill against tough-on-crime bills Democrats have sponsored this year. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Utah Senator Karen Main has a soft spot for first responders.
This is a sensitive issue, especially for those that live in the west side of Salt Lake County. We lost one of our brothers.
West Valley City Police Officer Cody Brotherson was laying down road spikes when he was struck and killed by a vehicle driven by a teenager who ignored officers' commands.
That's still a heartache for the state and especially for our community.
Because of what happened to Brotherson, Maine, a Democrat, is behind two bills this year. She co-sponsored Senate Bill 84, which makes it easier to charge someone with murder if they refuse to stop a vehicle. And with Senate Bill 30, she's proposed giving prosecutors the option to sentence someone to death for killing first responders, like security guards and ambulance drivers. It complements a new Utah law that makes killing a police officer punishable by death.
They don't have to use that tool, but if it rises to that from the evidence, then this is in statute that they can use it.
Senate Bill 30 is largely politically neutral. Detractors on both sides of the aisle share the same concerns. First, there's a call to end the death penalty in the state. Republican Representative Gage Froer is sponsoring a bill this year to repeal it. And there's another problem. Utah has a long list of aggravating factors, reasons why someone could be sentenced to death. William Carlson, with the Salt Lake County District Attorney's Office, says adding more aggravating factors could jeopardize Utah's death penalty altogether.
The U.S. Supreme Court has not drawn a bright line that says as long as you have fewer than this many, you're okay. And if you have more than that, it's too many. But Utah currently has over 60 aggravating factors. And so if Utah appellate courts take a similar route to other state appellate courts, that is a risk.
Attorneys in Arizona are asking the Supreme Court to review their death penalty scheme right now for the same reason. A recent study out of the University of Colorado found that 88% of the nation's leading criminologists do not believe the death penalty is an effective deterrent to crime. The primary argument is that criminals in the act of a violent crime probably aren't considering the severity of the penalty they'll face. Maine says her first responder bill isn't about deterring crime. She says it's about sending a message to law enforcement that they're valued.
I think when someone's out to do harm, I think their judgment is probably not in the right place. But we can't be the judge of that. All we can be the judge of is the consequence of that.
Bountiful Police Chief Tom Ross represents the Police Chiefs Association. He supports Maine's bill.
I think the message that comes from these types of bills primarily is letting our officers, it's letting them know that we care about them, we respect them, and most importantly, that an intentional attack on law enforcement is really an attack on society.
Chief Ross also supports another crime bill sponsored by a Democrat. Senate Bill 57 enhances the penalty for killing a police service dog from a third-degree felony to a second-degree felony. The sponsor, Senator Janie Iwamoto, says she was moved by the deaths of Unified Police canines Aldo and Dingo. Both police dogs were recently killed in the line of duty. Iwamoto argues a canine costs taxpayers upward of $60,000, and they save police officers' lives, so the crime deserves a tougher sentence. Republican Senator Todd Weiler doesn't believe that it costs that much to train a police dog, and he's not comfortable equating the death of a dog to the death of a human being.
Many intentional deaths of human beings are pled down to second-degree felonies. And many deaths of human beings, if someone's driving a car, it's hard to tell if they intentionally hit somebody or not. And those are third-degree felonies.
The Utah Sentencing Commission, which advises the legislature, also doesn't support the canine bill.
What you see is more than we want to get tough on crime.
The Democrats' leader, Brian King, opposes the death penalty, so he won't be voting for Senator Karen Main's first responder bill, but he understands what's motivating Democrats.
More what you're seeing is a desire on the part of Democrats to respond to deeply felt empathy for, in the case of the first responders and the death penalty, the families of first responders who are killed, or in the situation we're talking about, the police dogs. I've been interested to see how deep for many, many people in the state this desire to protect our animals, especially service animals.
King himself sponsored a bill to charge bystanders who refuse to intervene in certain life-threatening situations. That bill failed by a wide margin on the House floor. Whitney Evans, KUER News.